This is a homily for Thursday, January 20th, 2022, or Thursday in the second week of Ordinary Time. My sisters and brothers, once again, good morning. Today we continue in the lectionary with the tale of David and Saul, coming off of David's great and astonishing victory over Goliath yesterday, that Philistine and the enemy of Israel. David, described as small, ruddy, and youthful in appearance, met the mockery and derision of the Philistines, and yet has a great and unexpected triumph over him in battle. One would expect, then, that Saul, the king whom David serves, would be delighted at the result, an unexpected victory for the people of Israel, a cause for celebration indeed. Yet Saul is moved in a different way. He grows bitter and angry, resentful and jealous, for the people begin to celebrate David as even greater than Saul. Saul has slain his thousands, David his tens of thousands, as the people sing and celebrate. Although David, anointed and favored by God, chosen by the Lord to succeed Saul himself as king, has served Saul faithfully and well, Saul's vision is corrupted and his perspective is poisoned by his feelings of jealousy and envy, of bitterness and anger. His resentment becomes like a poison, changing his perception of David, of the reality of the situation, and it leads him to contemplate a great travesty, to murder David out of his resentful rage. We may be surprised by this dramatic turn of events, to move so rapidly into such violent thoughts and designs. But that's the power of resentment if we let them take hold of us. It's a poison for the soul. Resentments entice us to brood over injuries and slights, be they real or perceived, and steal away all our attention, energy, and thoughts. They can corrupt our mind and poison our perspective as they did to Saul, leading us to do and say or think things that are quite wrong, oftentimes flatly untrue. A resentment is a poison, a grave burden to bear, and one that can trap us in a spiritual blindness, especially as it corrupts our perspectives on another person. But the story offers not just a caution against resentment, but a clear antidote against it, to look not with eyes of jealousy, anger, and resentment, but rather with those of love and care, of concern and affection, of friendship and respect. We see this most clearly in the figure of Jonathan, Saul's son and, at least in a hereditary monarchy, the one who would expect to become king, following in the footsteps of his father. This was not to be the case, though, as God elected and Samuel anointed David in his stead. Yet Jonathan did not grow bitter or jealous. Quite the contrary, we hear of their great love and friendship for one another, a love that ultimately saves David's life from Saul's resentful wrath. Between this episode of the slaying of Goliath yesterday and Saul's anger and Jonathan's intervention in the readings for today, the lectionary omits five important verses from the scripture at the beginning of 1 Samuel chapter 18. And we lose an important aspect of the story. These verses that are omitted tell the story of Jonathan and David's love for one another, as, quote, Jonathan's life became bound up with David's life. He loved him as his very self. We're told they make a covenant, and that David is then taken into the household of Saul the king on account of his relationship and covenant with Jonathan. We might anticipate that Jonathan is the one jealous and embittered. He will not inherit the throne of his father, it will pass to another. But quite the contrary. Jonathan looks with eyes of love and friendship, care and concern, and is the one who intervenes to spare David and to stay the hand of his resentful, wrathful father Saul. The story gives us an important lesson today and shows us how our perspectives can become poisoned, blinded, obscured by hatred and resentment. We see this too with Jesus time and again, correcting the Pharisees, who can only look with hardened hearts and judgment, rather than with the eyes of compassion and love with which Jesus looks. Where the Pharisees see sinners to be condemned and scorned, Jesus sees precious children of God in need of mercy and compassion. Important lessons for ourselves, too. We pray that our eyes and hearts may be opened to identify areas of jealousy, spaces of resentment, and where they might arise, and that they may be removed before they poison our outlook on the world, on others, and on our very selves. We pray to look instead with the Lord's loving look with the eyes of mercy and love and compassion, for only then will we see rightly. Amen.